Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Untouchable, How Powerful People Get Away With It, Eli Honig embarks on a gripping exploration into the mechanisms that enable those in positions of power to evade accountability for their actions. Drawing from his extensive experience as a prosecutor, Honig delves into the intricacies of legal systems, corporate structures, and political dynamics that often shield the elite from facing consequences. Through a series of compelling case studies and analyses, the book exposes the myriad ways laws and regulations are manipulated or outright ignored, allowing the untouchables to remain free. Honig's rigorous investigation and compelling storytelling shine a light on the urgent need for systemic reform to ensure justice is truly served. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the illusion of accountability in high-power circles. Eli Honig scrutinizes the deeply entrenched belief that everyone, regardless of their status, is subject to the law. He deconstructs this notion by illustrating how legal loopholes, financial resources, and political connections create a protective bubble around the powerful. The author meticulously outlines cases where, despite overwhelming evidence of wrongdoing, high-profile individuals evade prosecution through strategic use of their resources and influence. These instances serve to challenge the reader's faith in the fairness of judicial and regulatory systems and underscore the reality that accountability often varies with social and financial status. Secondly, the role of money in judicial outcomes. One of the book's central themes is the disproportionate influence of wealth in determining legal outcomes. Honig presents a detailed analysis of how the affluent can afford the best legal defense, manipulate public opinion, and in some cases, influence law enforcement agencies and the courts. The author draws upon examples from both corporate scandals and individual cases to argue that financial power can effectively skew justice. This section provides a critical examination of the need for reforms that ensure equal treatment under the law, regardless of an individual's economic standing. Thirdly, the politicization of legal processes. Eli Honig discusses the increasing trend of legal processes being influenced by political considerations. Through case studies involving political figures and appointments, he demonstrates how prosecutorial decisions, judicial outcomes, and legislative actions are sometimes more reflective of political allegiances than of the law. The author particularly focuses on how partisan politics can interfere with the integrity of investigations and legal proceedings, potentially shielding wrongdoers from accountability. This topic raises concerns about the independence of the judiciary and the impartiality of the prosecutorial system in a politically charged environment. Fourthly, the impact of social and media networks. The book sheds light on the crucial role that social and media networks play in shaping public perception of the powerful and their actions. Honig explores how strategic media campaigns and the use of social networks can fabricate narratives that either vilify or absolve individuals, irrespective of the facts. He illustrates the dual-edged sword of media influence. While it can bring overlooked issues to public attention, it can also be manipulated to protect the powerful from scrutiny. This discussion prompts readers to reconsider the consumption of media and its impact on justice and accountability. Lastly, proposals for reform and systemic change. In the concluding chapters, Eli Honig not only identifies the problems, but also offers comprehensive proposals for systemic change aimed at ensuring that no one remains untouchable. He suggests reforms in legal and corporate governance, campaign finance, and media regulation to reduce the undue influence of money and power in legal outcomes. Furthermore, Honig advocates for greater transparency and accountability measures across all levels of government and business. This section serves as a call to action, urging readers, policymakers, and legal practitioners alike to take concrete steps to restore faith in the systems designed to serve and protect society. In conclusion, Untouchable, How Powerful People Get Away With It, is an eye-opening journey into the heart of power and privilege, making it a must-read for those concerned with justice, legal reform, and corporate ethics. Eli Honig masterfully evaluates the systemic flaws that allow the untouchable elite to bypass accountability. His logical arguments, backed by case studies and years of prosecutorial experience, highlight the urgent need for systemic reform. This book is not only for legal professionals, but also for ordinary citizens who aspire to understand the complexities of power dynamics and wish for a more equitable society. By demonstrating how informed advocacy can lead to real change, Honig's work inspires hope in the fight against the impunity of the powerful and underscores the role of collective action in shaping a fairer world. If you would like to support Eli Honig, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.